deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
From the land. Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And whoever's sitting in for Jay today, who that is?
This is seriously Damon Williams.
Is that Damon?
Seriously.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Now, we witnessed an all-star cast filling in for Jay's ass this week, starting Monday with Dominique on day two. Chris Paul came through for more than a morning minute. And that natty Gary Horn showed up on Wednesday. The Rodney Perry on Thursday. And today is you, Damon, on a Friday.
Yes.
And I'm glad it's you, too, Damon, because at first I heard that Clint Eastwood chair would be sitting in for Jay today. But then I heard Roland Martin's ascot. Then I heard Walter and Scotty's mustache. So I hope you're not sitting in Clint Eastwood chair wearing a Roland Martin ascot and Walter Scotty mustache. Now, I only know three dudes cool enough to rock a mustache like that. Walter, Scotty, and your daddy, William.
I knew my daddy was going to make the show with her.
Sybil, have you met Damon Daddy?
Have I?
He's more popular than Damon on the cruise.
Yes, he is.
People ask Damon for a picture with his daddy. He's cooler than an air conditioner in an igloo, Sybil. He's like a Gordon Parks and Ron O'Neill at the same damn time.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Speaking of same damn time, contenders one and two,
uh-huh.
Tom Joyner and the Rodney Perry.
What?
At the same damn time. Sybil, early yesterday, your Chicago Bears was on a winning streak.
Yes.
Indianapolis had no luck last week with the Bears.
Right.
Lovey
right.
and them put a horseshoe up the coat's ass. Beat them 41-21. Yes, they did. But no, the Rodney Perry jumped out there yesterday and told the jaundiced Jinx to get on the Bears bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what happened? All hell broke loose, Sybil.
Man, tell
me. Cutler got sacked seven times, threw four interceptions. The Packers was scoring fake field goals. The receivers was dropping passes. Running backs had ankle injuries. The Bears looked like some stuffed animals, Sybil. Lovey is thinking about a career change right as we speak. I heard he's going to be a substitute teacher.
Oh, not in Chicago.
Walking across the strike line.
He gonna
all thanks to 10 feet and brown shoe. Contender number 3 and 4, Chad Johnson and Ocho Cinco at the same damn time. Mr. What Now pleaded not guilty to that misdemeanor battery charges. Is he crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Evelyn Lozado, lawyer, bringing her forehead as Exhibit A. He's going to be Conrad Murray, next door neighbor. You know that, right? Hell, the lawyer could use his leg as Exhibit B because of that damn tattoo.
Uh-huh.
And then the number 5, Sarah Palin. Now, Sarah Palin said President Obama needs to grow a big stick.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's what she said, Sybil. Now, she slept with one black basketball player. Now, she's talking shiggity like she's on Basketball Wives Alaska. Now, after attacks in Libya, Sarah Palin said that America can't afford any more leading from behind in such a dangerous world. We already know that President Obama likes to speak softly to our enemies. If he doesn't have a big stick to carry, maybe it's time for him to grow one. Sybil, this GOP groupie is out of order.
Yes.
She talking about leading from behind, speaking softly, and carrying big sticks. This sound like an excerpt from the 50 Shades of Grey, don't it?
Yes.
I mean, the only time she ain't talking when she has a mouth full of rice.
Oh.
Was that too hard?
No.
Then I come back with another bad word.
Too hard.
Disrespecting our first lady needs to check her ass. B.I., you know how my husband rolls.
Okay.
You Alaskan halibut. Mitt Romney, you are the Bama of the week. Week. Mitt Romney, another mother talking sideways about President Obama. Mitt talking shiggity, tried to use the attacks in Libya and criticize President Obama without even knowing the facts. You know what I call that? Premature speculation.